Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith about the importance of reading nutrition labels. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I am ready.
All right, great. We'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We are jumping into the importance of reading nutritional labels. I don't think we get a lot of attention paid to that, so we're dedicating an episode to that today. But before we do that, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Check out all of our latest and greatest content we have there. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And it's a great way for us to stay in touch with you, as well as you to us. So today's podcast episode, we are talking about the importance of reading nutrition labels. They're on everything, all foods, all products, they're out there. But how much do we actually read them? So we're talking about that today. And so Meredith, you know, you have a lot of experience with reading nutritional labels. You do it as well. So what kind of brought this idea up for this podcast?
So I think when we started talking about, we did an earlier podcast where we spoke specifically about proteins, and we brought up the food label and how that is listed on a nutritional food label on foods. But that made us think maybe we should take that as a topic because we've never discussed it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it is important for many different reasons, not just to look at the fat and calories, but there's lots of other reasons why. So we thought we could do a podcast on it. And just a reminder, we're not nutritionists. We don't work in the food industry. We don't have a background or anything in dealing with nutrition. So that's just that little disclaimer I always like to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that we are talking about information that either learned from other people, learned from reading, learned from doing ourselves. So,
right. We are everyday consumers.
Yes.
So just pretty much just like everybody else
that's
is out
right.
there.
That's right.
Which was why we thought it was important to talk about it.
Yeah.
So before we dive into the nitty gritty of all of this, what is a nutrition label? Where can you find it? And what products have it on it?
Yes. So nutrition labels are pretty much on every product that you can get as far as regulated products by the, I think it's the FDA. They will have nutrition labels on them. And now it depends on what food it is. Of course, if it's produce or something like that, it's not going to have a sticker on a single apple. I'm sure there are ways that you can get those nutrition facts, the roundabout, through different stores that you go to. I'm sure there's a list somewhere because they probably have to have it by law. But with items like that, when they're single items, they don't normally have it on there. Or if you go to the meat counters, deli, that kind of stuff, they won't have the labels necessarily on the food product that you're purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
But most things that are already boxed or bagged, they will have it on there somewhere. I like to say on the back, but if it's on a can, you have to turn the can around, right? It's not necessarily a back. But if you look around the product, you will see that long rectangular box that will show the nutrition label, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that has everything listed on it. And then it will also show what is contained in that food product. So a bag of chips, it will start with, let's say, potatoes and salt, and the list will go on and on, of course. But then it lists the ingredients that are in the product, and it will also have your best buy dates,
mm-hmm.
when you should consume it by or when you should purchase it by. And then also a lot of times it will have storage information on there, which is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Right. And as far as like with a lot of the clients you've worked with over the years, has this ever come up with them about talking about Do they read their labels? Are they? Is it something that's paid attention to with a lot of the people you've worked with?
Not really. I've brought it up before just because people that I've worked with, if they have high blood tension, blood pressure, hypertension, different types of diseases, things like that, cancers, we want to look at what is on that label. And a lot of times we have to look at the sodium. So I would say, well, make sure you're looking at, you know, what's in that soup or that drink that you're buying or something like that. And they're like, why would I do that? What's that going to tell me? It was almost a foreign thing to look at it and decipher what it really meant. And I, for some reason, thought it would just be a common thing that most people would kind of look at, whether or not you're looking at it for the right reasons, but that just kind of knew it was there and knew the information that was on it. But a lot of the older adults that I've worked with, they don't really pay attention to it because, again, I think it's something that wasn't around when they were younger, and they just eat what they eat and they do good with that and stay within their parameters, so to speak, and they're fine with that. So saying, look at the sodium on that goes, what does that mean? What's that even going to tell me? And we will kind of go back and forth, I'm sure, with a lot of the things that are on the nutrition labels. But yeah, a lot of people I've worked with, when I bring it up or have brought it up in the past, they don't really understand it, don't really think that it's going to help them. So yeah, unfortunately.
Right. And I mean, to have this nutritional label content on every product, I mean, it's government mandated now.
It is.
Obviously it's required.
Yes.
And it always looks pretty consistent.
It does look consistent. They are all the same. I mean, it's almost like a fill in the blank for each product. If it has different vitamins and minerals, that's where it gets a little bit more lengthy. But the top part, the majority of it, it's all the same. From your calories, serving size, your fat, saturated fat, monounsaturated fats, and going down from there.
Right.
Sodium.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, like if you're at the store and you order, say you're going to get some meat, but you get it from, you don't buy it off the shelf. You get it from the meat cutter over
there. Yes, yeah.
You know, they don't have that kind of information on that meat, do they?
They don't. And I think the main reason why, well, obviously, because you're purchasing, like I use the example of the apple. Every apple is going to be a different size. So you have to weigh each one out to get an actual accurate measurement as to what the calories were in that specific thing. Same thing with the food. They could do an overall and say, if you buy that cut of beef and it's 3 ounces, it's going to be roughly this many calories, fat, and go down the list of everything. But then remembering that that 3 ounces is the serving size, not the 8 ounce cut that you just purchased, that type of thing. So, and then again, I don't know. I know there is a rule to it because it's the same one I know with alcohols. They don't have to put necessarily the calories and the whole actual label on there. There's a way they get around it, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's the same for the meats and things like that. Some stores, though, if you do go to a deli counter and you buy a pasta salad, they will print out a label and put it on there, but not all of them do that.
Right.
But I'm sure, again, you could ask for it, and they probably have to have it by law. If you really wanted to know, they probably have some, you know, laminated sheet behind the counter, and they could give that to you to appease you. But they don't have to put it on there.
If you're looking at these labels now, and you kind of look at your favorite foods, and you go, oh, look at this label here,
right?
I never really paid attention to it.
Yeah.
So what are the kind of what's the information that stands out the most on these labels that you should really kind of pay attention to at least?
Well, what they show the most of, again, first thing is calories. But I think what we need to look at first and foremost is serving size. Because we always eat more than what a serving size is, and that is what it is. That's become commonplace, but I think we need to start there at what a serving size is and then continue looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
The calories and the fats, those aren't bad necessarily. We have to have a certain amount of calories each day. We have to have fat. Some fats are good fats. We do need some sodium, but we tend to go overboard with it. So that's a good, good one to look at, the sodium content in products. And then again, it's always good to see how much protein is in something, because it will a lot of times surprise you that some foods do have more protein in it than you realize. Like even a slice of whole wheat bread will have a couple grams, if not more, mm-hmm. of protein, where most people don't think that you can get proteins from certain items unless it's a meat product. So there are other ways to get protein. So it's kind of fun to look at that on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, talk a little more about the serving size.
Yeah.
And this kind of trips a lot of people up.
It does.
When you say, like, when you read the label, serving size. Okay.
Right.
Well, great. So, you know, the mentality is, well, I'll have a serving. And I think people kind of don't, they overestimate or underestimate how big a serving is.
Exactly. So it'll say on there, like, say a bag of chips is kind of a good one, because it'll say how many servings are in that container, in that bag. So I don't know, without having one in front of me in a specific size, but let's say it says that there's 10 servings in this bag, and a serving size, which equals 10 cups, and a serving size is a half of a cup. So you're, a lot of times you could sit down and eat the whole bag. So that means you're eating 10 serving size. So everything that you look at on that label, you have to times it by 10, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't, you can either portion food out. A lot of people do that, so they know exactly, what the serving size is and approximately how many calories and all of the rest of the label, et cetera, that they are getting. And like you said, it kind of trips everyone up, because we do, it's with, any food. I mean, it's hard to say one without thinking, oh, that's the one food that people wouldn't use. It's like having a tablespoon of salad dressing, that would cover 3 leaves of your salad. Mm-hmm. You know, you put a lot more than that on there. So then when you look at, you have to look at the serving size and then look at the rest of it going, okay, well, I probably tripled that. So that makes everything else tripled.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Say like, I mean, you just basically do the math. If you have, it says 100 calories in one serving size.
Right.
And then, you're eating a bag of chips. You use that as an analogy.
Yeah.
And it says on the labels, there's 3 servings in here.
Right.
And you eat the whole bag in one sitting. You've eaten 300 calories.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And however many grams of fat it says, you triple it.
Yes.
And I think, that's kind of where people get caught up. And they think they ate only 100 calories.
Right. Right, because yes. They think, it says 100 in big, bold numbers, so mm-hmm. that must be all I ate. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And then the serving size is in small print.
Yeah, yes, of course. But the calories, it'll show just the amount of calories, but the fat and all the rest of it will actually put a percentage next to it. So they're basing that off of a certain amount of calorie or fat you should consume diet. So the percentages go with all of that. So you say you have that bag of chips and it says it's 10 grams of fat. And that's, again, we'll just use round numbers, 10% of what you should get for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get, of course, that times 3, like you said. So that would have been 30% of the fat you should get for the day. But then again, I think it's really important to look at the sodium one, because I bet with a bag of chips, it would have been like 40% of the sodium for one serving you should get per day. So now you times that by 3,
mm-hmm, right.
You're at 120%. So you've gone over what you should get. Of course, that goes by the standards for a national average. That's not necessarily for everyone. from a small build to a large build, et cetera, but it's kind of the average. So looking at all of the numbers is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it takes some time to you know, look at these labels and figure out what's really going on.
Yes.
You know, with different foods, it's really good to pick up the labels, look at what's going on, and then you kind of get the sense of the picture of what is in this, you know, what this food content is all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes a little bit of time to figure that out, because a lot of people will just look at the calories, or will look at, like you said, the sodium, just one mm-hmm. or two things.
Right.
When it's really all about looking at all of the numbers mm-hmm. to get the real complete picture, right?
Exactly. Looking at all of the numbers, but also looking at the ingredients that are in it and the added sugars that are in it. And that's labeled on there. So when you look at the carbohydrates, they include sugars, they include fiber in there as well. Fiber mm-hmm. is a good thing. We need that. Sugars are not the enemy. They're not a bad thing. But when they start adding more and more, and it becomes, they added 22 grams to something, that's when you should kind of get a small alert in your brain and go, is this really good for me? Then go down to the ingredients list and see what's in there. Again, because I don't want to make it like a nutrition label should be a scary thing, or make us not want to eat or not want to eat certain things. But are we eating nutrient dense, healthy foods?
Mm-hmm.
What is in this food? Is it all fake things that we can't pronounce? Is it more natural ingredients that are more wholesome, and again, that nutrient dense that we need,
right.
That are good for us without all of the added refinement that we can put in there from the white flours, the sugars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. It all goes together, not just the numbers, but we got to look at the words too. We have to remember that those are very important, because that's what's making those calories and the fat and the sodium and everything up above. But sometimes those numbers are okay if they're a little high, if it's a food that is a good way for you to get those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, let's jump into why it's important to read these labels.
Yeah.
I mean, we've definitely talked about what's on them, what you can find, but why is it important to make reading these labels, you know, a routine
right.
for someone, especially if they're trying to live a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, like we just said, to keep you healthy, it will help you see the vitamins and minerals that are in your food, the ingredients. Are you getting the correct amount of fiber? Things like that. But even looking at your vitamins and minerals, it's very important. We are lacking in many, many different types of vitamins and minerals, and good ways to get them are foods that either most of the time it's best for it to be naturally found in that food, but a lot of foods are fortified with certain vitamins and minerals, and that's okay as well if it is not filled with extra sugars and salts. So to keep you healthy, to look at those numbers and those words and see what is in there. So that's my number one reason why mm-hmm. you should look at food labels, why they're important,
mm-hmm.
to keep you overall healthy, to know what you're ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what should I do if I just am new? I'm new to this, so I don't really have the feel for how much 100 calories is.
Right.
Or how much, you know, 10 grams of fat is. Is that good? Is that bad? What do I do to figure that out, you know?
Well, I mean, if you want to get down to it, you could portion everything out and see how much you're actually eating. You could do that with every single meal that you eat throughout the day and look, and then take the numbers and add them all up
mm-hmm.
and see where you're at on the scale, right? I mean, you can add the percentages up. You can add all of the numbers up and see where you're at. See how you're feeling throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
And then change it a little bit. I mean, you could change your portion sizes. Maybe you could get rid of one of the foods that you just saw on the label is full of refined and fake things. Again, those words that we can't even say. because they're all chemicals.
In the ingredients,
yeah. So maybe take that one out and substitute it for something that's more natural. And see how it changes how you feel throughout the day, your energy levels, your sleep patterns, etc. I don't like to get necessarily, again, not a nutritionist, but I don't want to get into a dietitian talk and talk about if it's healthy for you, if you're trying to lose weight and that type of thing. That's a whole different place to go with this. So, but if you wanted to, yeah, kind of get down to the nitty gritty, portion everything out to what the label says or your normal portion, but realize that what that is on the label. So like we said, if it's the three times, then add the three times, make a little journal, add everything up and see where you're at. I mean, it would be fun for some people mm-hmm. to do that. And then to go from there, if you're doing just fine, I'm sure, and feel great all of the time, then, not necessarily a big deal, but if you wanted to know if you could get healthier and what you are eating, then that would be a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it like we mentioned before, it does take some practice to know what you're actually reading on these labels. And
yes.
It's also a good idea to look up online how to read these labels.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of resources out there that will point out these numbers and kind of explain to you exactly what they mean.
Yes.
If you do have any questions about it.
Oh, yes. Very true.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
What about when you go to a restaurant and you order food? They don't give you a label
right.
At the restaurant, right?
Yes.
Most are really good about telling you on the menu
yes.
what you're taking in to some extent.
To some extent, exactly.
Right. But if you like to eat out, what's your options to find out what you're eating?
Yeah. So that one, I have heard that if you ask for the prepared meals, they should have everything listed with all of the nutrition facts. It's, of course, not going to be on the menu because your menu would then be a booklet.
Right. Right.
But if you needed more information than what is sometimes provided on the already given menu, then you can ask, and most of the time they will have all of that.
Because mm-hmm.
A lot of people do have to look out for certain things, and that would get to other reasons why to look at, my next reason why to look at nutrition labels is because we need to make sure there's nothing in it that maybe we're allergic to. So going out, a lot of times you ask the waiters and they don't know every single ingredient that's in something, or if it's cooked in peanut oil versus olive oil or something like that.
Right.
So needing that label, they should have that available at, I would say now, every restaurant, because again, I think it is law that they have to have that for every food that's on a menu. But yes, that brings me to the next thing, is looking at nutrition labels to read those ingredients to make sure there's nothing in it that could cause an allergy in you or anyone around you if you had that food.
Right.
And that's really important because we sometimes ingest things and wonder why we're not feeling well or something like that because of an ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way to kind of get down to... when we do have episodes of certain things, looking at ingredient lists, realizing that we're eating a lot of whatever it may be. I'll say wheat because a lot of people now have that intolerance to wheat. So realizing all the different foods that's in, and now that we need to get rid of that, see if that changes how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
MSG, that was a big one. Once they started putting nutrition labels on things and we realized that was in a lot more things, companies had to change their way and not put it in as many things because it is one that can make people have adverse reactions to, get kind of sleepy, etc. So, a lot of companies, once labels became something, they had to be honest, obviously, and truthful on the label and had to change how they made a lot of products.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, so that it will keep you safe in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important, and also, like, if you go out to, say, your local, you know, Subway or right. McDonald's or Taco Bell or whatever.
Yeah.
All of those places, if you go online, they list the labeling, all the ingredients online.
Right.
Yeah. They don't necessarily do it in the store unless, like you said, they ask.
Right.
But they have all this information online and you can see, you know, exactly what you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Those are the bigger chain restaurants.
I was going to say, the chain restaurants, yeah, you probably can get everything online.
Yeah, yeah. Your local smaller restaurants, you probably have to go to them directly
yes.
if you really want to get that labeling of the food.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's super important. So what kind of, you know, what's the biggest things to remember here? Mm. You've mentioned a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at labels and kind of changing your mindset.
Right.
Maybe when it comes to you go grocery shopping.
Yes.
To have it become part of your routine.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to look at food in a different way and make it part of your routine when you're in there. It might take a little bit longer, but even just looking at an expiration date and a sell-by date and that type of thing, best buy.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what this verbiage means, it's different in every different product that's out there. Doesn't mean it's going bad on that day, but it might mean that. It depends on how it's labeled and the type of food it is. But looking at things like that so we don't eat things that are expired and get sick from it. That we aren't eating foods that have ingredients that we have reactions to. That we aren't consuming too much and wondering why we feel the way we do, or we can't get rid of that last little 5 pounds, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to learn about ourselves and to learn about what we're eating and to get more well-rounded in everything that we're eating. Because we've talked about that many times in podcasts. You should have a little of this and a little of this and this. You know, we name everything, but if we're just eating whatever random foods and we're not looking at what are the ingredients, what are the vitamins and minerals in there, what are we actually ingesting, then we will never know. So the fact that they've made it very easy for us now to see all of this, and we still don't take it into consideration and we just think it's, you know, another piece that's on our box of cereal, it's important and it's there for a reason. It became a regulation for a reason. And it's great knowledge to have, to learn again about what we're eating and ourselves.
Right, right. And contributing to a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
It's so important to know what's going into your body.
Right.
At every level, from grocery shopping to eating out to, you know, all those phases.
Yes.
It's just kind of rounds out your self-care.
Exactly. And it's a thing that, you know, it's become, I think, criticized that if you're looking at it, it's because you're over the top or you're looking out for your fat or your calories or mm-hmm. you're a health nut. It doesn't mean looking at it means you're going to stop eating a certain type of food if it's your favorite thing. But having the knowledge of what you're ingesting, it shouldn't change you drastically. It should just make you aware.
Yep.
So I just think that's important to put out there because we could start reading labels and then get scared and not want to eat anything because of what we see in any way on it. So just remembering that it's given to us for a reason. It's important, but we still need to know that everything in moderation and staying well-rounded in our healthy diets is what's best.
Yep, definitely agree. And hopefully this information helps you or someone you know who is very curious about, you know, learning to read these labels and what they kind of mean overall, how they can really help you fine-tune and really get to that healthy spot when it comes to your diet, no matter what. It's all out there. It's all information for you to read and to learn from. So,
yes.
Well, thanks for joining us on this episode. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Get all of our latest and greatest content delivered to you every week. And until the next episode, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey, everybody. Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire. Become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.